Today's reading is from Matthew chapter 27, verse 45. Matthew 27, verse 45. Now from the sixth hour there was darkness over all the land until the ninth hour. And about the ninth hour Jesus cried out with a loud voice, saying, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani, that is, my God, why have you forsaken me? And some of the bystanders, hearing it, said, This man is calling Elijah. And one of them at once ran and took a sponge, filled it with sour wine, and put it on a reed, and gave it to him to drink. But the others said, Wait, let us see whether Elijah will come to save him. And Jesus cried out again with a loud voice, and yielded up his spirit. And behold, the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom, and the earth shook, and the rocks were split, the tombs were opened. Many bodies of the saints who had fallen asleep were raised, and coming out of the tombs after his resurrection, they went into the holy city and appeared to many. When the centurion and those who were with him, keeping watch over Jesus, saw the earthquake and what took place, they were filled with awe and said, Truly this was the Son of God. There also were many women there, looking on from a distance, who had followed Jesus from Galilee, ministering to him, among whom were Mary Magdalene, and Mary the mother of James, and Joseph, and the mother of the sons of Zebedee. When it was evening, there came a rich man from Arimathea, named Joseph, who was a disciple of Jesus. He went to Pilate and asked for the body of Jesus. Then Pilate ordered it to be given to him. And Joseph took the body, and wrapped it in a clean linen shroud, and laid it in his own new tomb, which he had cut in the rock, and he rolled a great stone to the entrance of the tomb and went away. Mary Magdalene and the other Mary were there, sitting opposite the tomb. The next day, that is, after the day of preparation, the chief priests and the Pharisees gathered before Pilate and said, Sir, we remember how that impostor said while he was still alive, After 3 days I will rise. Therefore, order the tomb to be made secure until the third day, lest his disciples go and steal him away and tell the people, He has risen from the dead, and the last fraud will be worse than the first. Pilate said to them, You have a guard of soldiers, go and make it as secure as you can. So they went and made the tomb secure by sealing the stone and setting a guard. Now, after the Sabbath, toward the dawn of the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to see the tomb. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothing white as snow. And for fear of him the guards trembled and became like dead men. But the angel said to the women, Do not be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he has risen. As he said, Come, see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead, and behold, he is going before you to Galilee. There you will see him. See, I have told you. So they departed quickly from the tomb with fear and great joy, and ran to tell his disciples. And behold, Jesus met them and said, Greetings. And they came up and took hold of his feet and worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them, Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee, and there they will see me. So we have had the most awful treatment of Jesus by both his Jewish brethren and the Romans. He has been nailed upon a cross, and he has been hanging there for some time when we reach the point of our reading today that says that from the sixth hour there was darkness over all the land. The sixth hour would be noon. So in the middle of the day there was darkness over all the land, and not a darkness like an eclipse where it's dark for a short period of time. No, this is 3 hours of darkness. And at the ninth hour, at the end of this darkness, Jesus cries out with this loud voice and says, my God, why have you forsaken me? And this is at the point that is the second time in which they offer him wine, but this is a different type of wine before. Before, the type was to dull the pain. Here, the type is to wake one up, to give them some alertness. And this time, Jesus does take it, and he drinks, and then he cries out with a loud voice and yields up his spirit. He dies. And so when he dies, this darkness has ended, but the miracles have not ceased. The curtain of the temple is torn in two. This curtain was a very heavy tapestry. It would not be torn by the hands of man. It just simply wouldn't be possible. There would be too many layers. And so it's torn in two from top to bottom. And the earth shakes. The rocks are split. The tombs are opened. Many bodies of the saints are coming out and walking around in the city. A lot of very frightening events happening back to back here as the creator of this world, who dwelt bodily and walked upon this earth, that body dies for the sacrifice for our sins. This gentleman by the name of Joseph of Arimathea comes, who it says is a disciple of Jesus, and other gospel accounts record that he was a member of the Sanhedrin Council. He asks for the body of Jesus. He wraps it in a clean linen shroud and goes and puts it in a tomb that he had had cut for himself that was new, that no body had ever laid in. It's interesting that after all of these miraculous things that happened when Jesus died, the Pharisees are still duplicitous. They're still denying Jesus. Remember they said, hey, if you'll just come down from that cross, we'll believe in you. And yet, when he died, all these things happened, and they're not believing in him. They wouldn't have believed him at all. But remember what Jesus said that the Pharisees really held on to, that Jesus said, tear down this temple, and in 3 days I will build it again. And here they make this statement, we remember while he was still alive that he said, after 3 days I will rise. Now maybe they're referring to a different occasion, but that seems to indicate to me that they understood what he was saying, even though they were incredulous when he made that statement. So they want the tomb to be made secure, and Pilate agrees with that, and they go and seal it, which means they take a wax or clay substance and put around the stone and put a royal or imperial seal on that clay so that you can see that it has not been tampered with. But of course, when the first day of the week comes and these women who cared so much for Jesus wanted to do something for his burial, yet they did not have time on the day before the Sabbath, come after the Sabbath on the first day of the week, and they find an empty tomb. And they're greeted by an angel that says, do not be afraid. He is risen. And they're told to go and tell the disciples, and they do so. They go quickly in order to go and tell his disciples with fear and great joy. We should remember each and every day that the Lord has risen, and we should have reverence and great joy toward him. Some good things for us to think about today, and please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.